IDF finds tunnel in child's room, strikes Hamas HQ inside UN school. By Joel B. Polak on June 6, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, revealed Thursday that it had found an entrance to a Hamas terror tunnel inside a child's room during operations in Rafah. In a statement, the IDF said, "Over the past few weeks, the soldiers of the 828th Infantry Training School Brigade under the command of the 162nd Division have been conducting precise, intelligence-based, targeted operations in the Rafah area. The soldiers located weapons, eliminated terrorists and destroyed terrorist infrastructure in the area. This week, the troops located a tunnel shaft inside a child's room, and a butcher's knife next to it. In addition, the troops identified six terrorists near a school in the area of the troops. The terrorists were eliminated by UAV and tank fire. The 828th Brigade Combat Team has completed its mission in the Rafah area and is now preparing for future operations. The IDF has continued to move slowly through Rafah, fighting Hamas terrorists and eliminating tunnels, including smuggling tunnels along the Egyptian border. One tunnel destroyed this week in Rafah was 2 kilometers long. The IDF also conducted a precise airstrike Thursday morning on a complex that it said was used by dozens of Hamas terrorists inside a United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, compound in Gaza. Eliminated, several Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists who embedded themselves inside of an at UNRWA school. IDF fighter jets conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound embedded inside the school in the area of Nusayrat. These terrorists belong to the Nukba forces and pic.twitter.com/2x28twfvs. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, June 6, 2024. In a statement, the IDF said, "A short while ago, IDF fighter jets, directed by IDF intelligence and the ISA, conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound embedded inside an UNRWA school in the area of Nusayrat. Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists who belong to the Nukba forces and took part in the murderous attack on communities in southern Israel on October 7 were operating in the compound. The terrorists directed terror from the area of the school while exploiting it and using it as a shelter. Several terrorists who plan to carry out terror attacks and promote terrorist activities against IDF troops in the immediate time frame were eliminated in the strike. Before the strike, a number of steps were taken to reduce the risk of harming uninvolved civilians during the strike, including conducting aerial surveillance and additional intelligence information." The Times of Israel reported that Hamas claimed that Israel had carried out a massacre, and UNRWA said dozens had been killed. The Hamas-run government media office claimed at least 27 people were killed in what it termed the Israeli massacre. UNRWA communications director Juliet Tuma told Reuters that the number of those reported killed in the Israeli offensive on the Nusayrat school is between 35 and 45, but it still cannot confirm the number at this stage, she added. It was not immediately clear how many of those killed were members of terror groups. CNN parroted Hamas's claims, describing the attack as an Israel-sick strike on UN school that left dozens dead. The headline of this article should be IDF strikes Hamas compound embedded in refugee center. But no, it's Israeli strike kills dozens sheltering in UN school. Only when you read the article do you find out who CNN is basing their headline on. The Gaza, Hamas, Health, Rabbi Pinhas Landis, et Rabbip, June 6, 2024. Israeli government spokesman David Menzer told reporters Thursday that the terrorists who were killed included some who were involved in the October 7 attack. He added that the IDF had targeted 3 specific classrooms. Menzer added that the school had been used for staging attacks and as a forward operating base. He noted that the IDF had called off the attack twice because of concern about potential civilian casualties before proceeding when it was safest to do so. Israel has long accused Hamas of using schools for terrorist purposes, and has accused UNRWA of helping it. Hamas has been fighting back, attempting to infiltrate terrorists into Israel even as the IDF moves into Rafah. One Israeli soldier was killed Thursday in a gun battle after terrorists were seen moving toward the border in the morning fog. 3 terrorists involved in the attempted infiltration were killed in an airstrike and in tank fire, the IDF said. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak. Photo, file.